Hi everybody, this is Oscold Buck, and in this installment we'll be looking at the lesson I did with B.B. King called Royal Blues, which appears in the July 1992 issue of Guitar World. We'll be covering most of B.B.'s signature licks, so let's begin. Figure 1 is pure B.B. Notice that it's in 12/8 time, and here it is played slowly. And now figure 1 at a faster clip. Figure 2 is B.B.'s home bass blues pattern. Here's how it sounds. I'm only going to play it in one tempo, and bear in mind that B.B. gets his unique sound by how he manipulates these notes in this position. That is, how he bends them and slides them, etc. Figure 3 is a classic B.B. jump blues intro. Here it is played at a slow tempo. And here's figure 3 at a faster speed. Figure 4 is a typical B.B. King intro, and it features some cool bending action. Here's the slow version. And now figure 4 up to speed. Figure 5 is another swing-influenced lick. Here it is, played slowly. And now figure 5, played at a jump blues tempo. Figure 6 is another instantly identifiable B.B. King lick. Notice the bend of a minor third from G to B flat, followed by a descending run using B.B.'s famous 13th position blues pattern. Here's a slower version. And now figure 6 at a brisk pace. Figure 7 is a variation of figure 6. You'll hear B.B. play this type of idea in songs like Every Day I Have the Blues. Here it is played slowly. Figure 7 up to speed. Figure 8 is another cool B.B. lick. This time he bends the 4th, F, to the 5th, G. And notice that he maneuvers the bend with the first finger on his left hand, even though most guitar players would do so with their third finger. Now, though this is an unorthodox move and a bit more difficult to execute, you might want to try it this way to get his sound. And here's figure 8 played up to speed. Figure 9 is what B.B. might play over a 1-chord to 4-chord change. Here it is played slowly. Figure 9 up to speed. Figure 10 is that classic C6 arpeggio that B.B. plays over a C7th chord. It's the perfect lead-in to the 4th chord, the F. Here it is played slowly. And here's figure 10 at that sweet little angel tempo. Figure 11 is a cadenza lick that BB plays when he ends a tune. It's chock full of BB-isms, and especially check out the piano-style double stops in bar 3. They're way cool. Here it is played slowly. Figure 11, up to speed. Well, that's all for now. This is Oskold Buck saying so long.